A brief discourse on the heart. Now, these were not my words. These were something that was told to me by a teacher friend of mine. I'll just leave it at that. He says, "We teach our head all the time. How much time do we spend teaching our heart anything? Don't you think it's time? No wonder in this tug of war between head and heart, the head keeps winning. After all, it's had far too much attention and consequently has become the ruler of your actions, sort of like a blind dictator who does not pay attention to any voice of reason. Your heart has been providing a voice of reason for a long time. As I have written in my poetry, it's time to listen to it. It will tell you when you are about to do the wrong thing. It has been overruled for such a long time that the voice of the heart has become barely audible. That is why the other night, when you went and did your deeds, you said your inner voice did not warn you. It's time to pay attention to and follow the guidance of the voice of your heart a bit more until you bring proper balance between your heart and your head. Don't make either a slave of the other. My head told me never to see or talk or have anything to do with you after the many things that have come from you. My head told me there will only be more of it in the months and years to come after the very first episode, and through subsequent episodes, and my head has thus far been right. But my head continues to chant, 'Cut your losses. Don't waste any further energy or time. Are you not a fool? Have you not learned anything yet? You will be sorry.' But my heart speaks as well." This was written back in the late 90s.